I don't drink much Burgundy, and whenever I do, I always think to myself, I need to drink more Burgundy, I need to learn more about it, because it has a certain seductiveness to it. But you don't find it as seductive.
To me, the Burgundies are just much too sweet. I get the sweetness on the palate, they can be luscious, it can be wonderful, but it's still all in the mouth. Whereas a nice Bordeaux is, it really goes to the whole soul, it really goes to your
whole enveloping.
It's totally a part of what you are.
But the 66 Parma is quite sweet as well.
Well, that is precisely what I was talking about, or thinking about when I said that before. It really gets right into the core of your being. It's the essence of life, whereas the Burgundies are just a frilly taste.
Happening on a stage.
Yeah, to me, when you have the Burgundies, it's even the lovely ones, and I don't mean to sound like I don't appreciate the lovely ones, but even the lovely ones, it's more like what you might have at a carnival or something. It's really, to me, and I know I'm in the minority, but it's more superficial. In the Bordeaux, there's just something that just really there's the element of depth and soul and all enveloping. And
how much of that is just because you've grown up with Burgundy and with Bordeaux and had so much Bordeaux in your lifetime, and it's something familiar and deep and meaningful to you?
I don't think that's it. Okay. I think it really is something. Smelling the Cabernet Grape, when we first started drinking wines, we ended up buying some California wines because some friend of Jack said we really should have the California cats. I did not think that, but we had, for a certain period in the late 70s, we had a fair amount of Cabernets. And you open the bottle and you smell that Cabernet Grape, and it just kind of warmed your body, and it just went down through your knees. It just warmed you all the way. Unfortunately, with the cabs, when you tasted them, it didn't deliver. The California cabs didn't follow through, but the nose did. But when I hit the Bordeaux that were better made, better terroir, whatever, the whole combination, get everything together, and it really is a complete experience.
It's amazing because you describe everything in such left brain terms, you know, non-verbal, non-analytic, just more feeling and soul. And Jack is so the other side. Well, no, you're right brain, he's left brain. He's very analytical, very articulate, lots of adjectives, lots of information. I mean, do you guys fight over this stuff?
But I think that's interesting the way you put it, because I was the math major and a lot
of right.
magician and
right.
all of that.
So you're getting out of that with your wine.
Well, I guess I haven't noticed, but if you say so, the way it all goes, then I am.